faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep.
P-E-P-Pep.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, angered by an unhappy series of events, Jim Olsen breaks down and reveals to Clark Kent the secret he's been so carefully guarding.
Hello, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, which is it? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it a button? Well, it's anybody's guess until you open your package of Kellogg's Pep and see which one of those three kinds of prizes you'll get. So, every prize is always an exciting surprise. It might be a beautiful full-color bird picture from a series of 24, each with a description on the reverse side so that you can reel off the name of any one of these birds around. Or it might be a model of a fighting plane, one of seven thrilling plane models in the series, all made of colored cardboard and easy to assemble. Or your next Pep prize might be one of Pep's 18 slick comic buttons, picturing one of your favorite comic strip characters. And you'll be a mighty happy character yourself when you dig into your bowl of Kellogg's Pep, because every spoonful of these crisp whole wheat flakes tickles your taste with its keen, catchy sunshine flavor. Every bowlful is a treat. Every dish of Pep just about doubles the fun of breakfast. So get going, gang. Ask Mom for Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, and see whether the prize inside your package is a bird, a plane, or a button.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Arrested for passing counterfeit money, Jimmy Olsen, cub reporter for the Metropolis Daily Planet, admitted he knew who had given it to him, but refused to reveal the person's name. Even when he was told he faced a possible 5-year prison term, he still refused to talk. But when Lois Lane was arrested and taken away to police headquarters for giving a counterfeit bill to a taxi driver, Jimmy broke down and said to Clark Kent,
"This makes a difference. No, I'll tell you everything, Mr. Kent. Get set for a shock in just a minute."
Asking Kent to wait, Jimmy hurried into the Daily Planet city room. And as we continue now, he had returned to Kent's office, holding the arm of young Mary Hennig, part-time office and copy girl.
Listen. Jim, Mary, come on.
I'm coming. You don't have to call me, Jim. What's it all about?
Be quiet. Here she is, Mr. Kent.
Why, it's Mary Hennig. Jim, you don't mean...
Yeah, she's the rotten little double-crosser.
What?
Oh, no, I can't believe it.
You can't believe what? Listen, what's this all about?
As if you didn't know.
I don't... Let go my
Nothing
arm.
Nothing doing. You're not going to get away.
I'm not trying to get away. I want to know what this is all about.
Let go of her arm, Jim.
Look, Mr. Kent, I know her. She'll try to scram.
Scram? What for? What did
don't
I do?
Don't worry, Jim. Let go.
Okay, but watch her. She's tricky and sneaky, too.
Now, look, Jim.
We keep her out of jail, where she belongs, because we believe she's turned over a new leaf.
But I did.
We even give her a job on the planet after school. What happens? She stabs us in the back.
What?
Oh, now, wait, Jim.
Mr. Kent, she's the same little crook she was when she was working for Al Vincent and Mart Higgins. When she stole those letters from our
But
file.
I'm not, and you can't talk to me that way, Jim Olsen. Nobody can. I don't know what this is about, but if you say I did anything wrong, you're telling a lie.
Look, Mary,
I suppose you're going to deny you asked me to give you a 10-spot for a $5 bill and 5 singles last Saturday.
Why, I...
Did you, Mary?
Sure I did. It's my mother's birthday, and I wanted to give her a $10 bill. What's wrong with that?
You'll find out. And do you admit you gave Miss Lane a $5 bill right here in this office last night before we all went home?
Sure, I owed it to her. Listen, I don't understand this. What
oh, no? I suppose you didn't know the money you gave me and the $5 bill you gave Miss Lane was counterfeit.
Counterfeit?
Yeah, bogus, phony, no good.
Oh, no.
Didn't you know that, Mary?
No. You mean it was?
Oh, cut out the ham acting,
Just
Mary.
A moment, Jim. Maybe she didn't know.
I didn't. Honest, Mr. Kent.
Oh, baloney. You knew, all right. I was willing to keep my mouth shut when I got arrested because... Well, because I was a sap, I guess. On account of you risked your life to help me once and... Well, I wanted to give you a break. But when you got Miss Lane in trouble and she's the one who did the most to keep you out of jail... Well, that's going too far.
Easy, Jim.
But
easy.
I wouldn't get Miss Lane in trouble for anything. She's been like a big sister to me. I wouldn't do anything to hurt you either, Jim. Why,
Oh, don't give me that.
But I wouldn't. I didn't know that money was counterfeit. Honest, I didn't. You gotta believe me, Jim. You gotta. Honest, Mr. Kent. You believe me, don't you?
Well, I... No, he doesn't, and neither do I. You're going to the reformatory this time, you little crook.
Jim!
Oh, but first you're going to give me that ring back.
Jim, don't, you're hurting my finger.
Stop it, Jim.
I want her Superman Crusader ring back.
What for?
Well, I was responsible for giving them out at Unity House. Mary broke the oath she took when she got it. The oath to be a good citizen and to practice tolerance.
Oh. Well, let her keep the ring for the time being.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Kent, but I can't. See, I'm responsible to Superman and...
Superman would tell you to let Mary keep it.
Huh? Well, how would you know what Superman would tell me?
After all, being a good citizen also means not condemning a person before he or she had a fair trial, right?
Oh, sure, of course.
All right.
But Mary admits she gave Miss Lane and me the counterfeit money.
Sure, but I didn't know it was counterfeit, I tell you, I did not.
All right. You've had your say, Jim. Now Mary can have hers. Well, now stop crying, Mary, and listen. Now, tell me, where did you get the money you gave Jim and Miss Lane?
Well, I...
It's rather unusual for you to have that much money, isn't it?
Not when she's in cahoots with a counterfeiting gang, it is.
But I'm not, I tell you.
Don't you remember, Mr. Kent? Inspector Henderson said there's been a lot of phony money coming into Metropolis lately.
All right, quiet, Jim. Where did you get it, Mary?
I don't know. Unless... Goodness, I just remember.
What?
Why, I'll bet... I can't swear to it, but it must have been.
Must have been what? What are you talking about, Mary?
Well, you see, Mr. Kent, Saturday morning when I came out of my house to go to work, I ran into Biff Morgan.
Who?
Biff Morgan, when I used to steal for Al Vince, and Biff was in the gang of kids I worked with. I haven't talked to him or any of those kids since I quit the gang. Honest, Mr. Kent.
Oh, tell that to Sweeney.
All right, for the last time, Jim, cut it out. Now, go on, Mary. You met Biff Morgan?
Yes. He was waiting out in front of my house, and when I started to walk over to 3rd Street, get to the bus, stopped and started swimming.
Hiya, Chickie. Long time no see.
Beat it, Biff.
Hey, what's the idea of giving the brush to an old pal?
Yeah, no pal. Get out of my way. I've got work to do.
On our way, Chickie.
Don't call me Chickie. My name is Mary.
Oh, excuse me, Miss Hennick. You want I should call you a taxi? Oh, you may be expecting your limousine and show. Hey, what?
Boy, are you not funny. Sorry I haven't got time to laugh, but gotta get to the office so long.
Oh, look, turn off the ice, Chickie. I just showed up here this morning to do you a favor.
Well, I don't want any favors from you, Biff, so beat it.
Wait till you hear. This is something good. Chance to pick up some easy dough without hardly any work.
How nice. But I'm not buying any today,
but
so...
But it's easy dough, kid, and hardly any risk to it. All you have to
I'm not interested, do you understand?
Now, listen a minute, will you? This is the setup.
Look, can't you understand English?
You mean you don't want to make easy dough?
Now you're beginning to catch on. Go peddle your paper someplace else.
I'll be a sardine. You sure don't sound like the Chickie I used to know.
Well, I'm not. I've learned my lesson. I'm going straight now.
Yeah, I heard that, but I didn't believe it. I heard you was beating your brains out of some newspaper every day after school, and Saturdays, too, and getting peanuts for it.
I'm earning all I deserve, and I like it.
Boy, what a sucker. Now, if you'd listen to me...
I didn't want to listen to you. I told you I'll learn my lesson. Now, beat it. And the next time you see me, don't even bother to tip your hat.
Now, wait.
Beat it, I said.
Wait, will you? You got a right to do what you want. If you want to be a chump, that's your business. No hard feelings, but, Listen, remember last year when I got in a jam and you lent me $10?
Oh, forget it.
Forget it. Nothing here. There's 2 fives, kid.
Gee. Well, thanks. Much obliged, Biff.
That's all right.
Gosh, this comes in handy. It's my mother's birthday tomorrow, and now I can buy her something.
Your mother's birthday? Huh? Well, here's $5 more. Buy her something for
me.
Oh,
no, I can't do that.
Go on, take it. You've done me lots of favors in the old days, and I got plenty of dough. Now, take it. Go ahead.
Well...
And come to think of it, I remember another time when you lent me $5 way back.
Yeah, that's right,
so
but never...
stop being a dope.
Hey, you must have robbed a bank.
Not me. I know an easier and safer way to get sugar. And any time you change your mind, kid, and want to get in on it, just look me up. So long now. Gotta be going.
So long, Biff. Thanks.
We'll return in a moment for the conclusion of Mary Hendricks' story and the revelation of Kent's daring plan. So stand by.
Say, gang, you want to make breakfast tomorrow morning sort of on the exciting side? Then pour yourself out a bowl of Kellogg's Pep, and here's what'll happen. Right off when you see those crisp, golden, cheery flakes of whole wheat in your breakfast bowl, you dig your spoon in to sample Pep's flavor. Then a little smile sprouts on your face, because Pep has a way of tickling your taste. You take another spoonful, and another, to make sure all that catchy, super delicious flavor is real. Well, it's real, all right. It's terrific. And you know, every time you eat Pep, it pleases your taste just that way. Sure, just as you get a happy surprise every time you open your package of Kellogg's Pep for the prize inside. Three different kinds of prizes you can get, and each one a honey. For instance, you'll get either a colored cardboard model of a fighting plane, one of seven of the great Pep air fleet, or you'll get one of 24 beautiful color pictures of birds with a full description on the reverse side so that you can identify these birds anywhere. Or else you'll get a bright-colored comic button picturing one of 18 comic strip characters to pin on your jacket or your beanie cap. So start collecting all three kinds of swell prizes in Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
In Clark Kent's office in the Daily Planet, young Mary Hennig, alias Chickie, has been telling Kent and Jimmy Olsen of her receiving $15 from Biff Morgan, a member of the gang she formerly belonged to. Now Mary concludes...
Bus that came straight to the planet, Mr. Kent. Later on, I asked Jim if he could give me a $10 bill for a five and five single. The money I gave him and the five I gave Miss Lane came from Biff. I never had any idea what kind of thing.
I see.
That's a good story, but I'm not swallowing it. Are you, Mr. Kent?
Golly, it's true, Jim. I swear it's true.
Well, there's one way to find out. And for you to clear yourself, Mary. Might be dangerous, though. Are you willing to take a chance?
What do you mean, Mr. Kent?
This is up to Mary, Jim.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Mary, what about it?
I'll do anything to get Miss Lane and Jim out of trouble. And myself, too. Anything, honestly.
All right, come along, then.
Where are we going?
To police headquarters.
What? You mean you're going to arrest me?
That will be up to Inspector Henderson.
But you just said there was a way for me to clear myself.
There is. I've got a plan. But Inspector Henderson will have to agree to it. If he does, you'll get a chance to prove your story. If he doesn't, I'm afraid you'll have to go to jail. Let's go, Mary.
Accompanied by Mary Hennig and Jimmy Olsen, Clark Kent leaves for police headquarters. What is his dangerous plan? And will Inspector Henderson agree to it? Or must young Mary Hennig go to jail for a crime she swears she did not commit? Tomorrow's episode of our new story is tense and exciting, fellows and girls. So don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, what goes with the kids in other countries? What do they look like and how do they dress? Well, Kellogg has the answer with the cutouts on packages of Kellogg's Crumbles. And the kids in your family will have a swell time with these dolls of all nations. Cutting them out and changing their costumes, collecting all six countries in the series, like Norway and Holland, China. Two cutout dolls to every package, you know, and they're dressed like the real thing. That's dolls of all nations on packages of Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.